Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinloye Ojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Egyptian Arabic, in the land of the pharaohs, Mahaban, welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is a delight to be with you again for our weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. The world continues to adapt to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and the health guidelines to stop its deadly spread. Despite the pandemic and all the other crises going on in the world, it is the end of June and we are working hard to enjoy the summer season in Athens, Georgia. As part of those efforts, we resume one of our renowned summer traditions on the show. We begin our five-week musical odyssey through the African continent. Over the next 5 weeks, we will be sharing wonderful selections from the five regions into which we have divided the continent. For our listeners interested in catching up with news about Africa or from Africa in the interim, we highly recommend the website allafrica.com. Let us begin our journey today in North Africa with a dance tune, Asma Ya Asmarani, from the dance hall culture of youths in Cairo. The track is from the remix album 7 Days in Egypt by Sivag B. We will return to set the stage for our musical safari into North Africa. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. Today, we begin our journey across the continent through music on our popular series, Africa Music Safari. As we embark on this musical journey, we would like to remind all of us to continue following the recommendations of health officials and do our best to slow or even stop the spread of COVID-19. We must all continue to maintain social distancing rules to ensure everyone's safety and well-being. According to the circular from the Athens Clark County government, there are four key requests being made of us. We are to stay home as much as possible by cancelling unnecessary travels. We are to stay healthy by washing our hands with soap and water, using hand sanitizers, and wiping and disinfecting often used items and surfaces. We are to keep our distance by avoiding crowded places and following rules posted by businesses for our safety. And finally, we are to keep connected as we call and connect virtually with friends, family, and neighbors. We hope to share these reminders each week, even while we are on our Africa Music Safari. And talking about Africa Music Safari, we finally begin our five-week musical excursion through the African continent today. As our longtime listeners know, most summers we devote about a month plus to enjoy a survey, if you will, of music from different regions of Africa. For our purpose, we've divided the African continent into five regions: North, East, West, Southern, and Central. And each week, we hope to bring you a selection of tunes from a particular region. This will take us through the month of July. We sincerely hope that it will contribute to your summer enjoyment. It is the first week on the journey, and we'll be spending today in North Africa. Here are two special selections from the World Music Network's Rough Guide to the Music of North Africa. First, you will listen to Cheb Keda from Algeria performing Anek Yagaib. This will be followed by Egypt's Ali Hassan Kuban with Abibi. We hope you enjoy both tracks.
Thank you. Habibi, 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 Habibi.
We are playing selected music from the North African region today on African Perspectives, coming to you from WUGA. We are placing five nations: Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, plus the Western Sahara Territory into this North region. It is a region that has and continues to be in the news, especially with the political situations in Libya and Egypt. It is often the Arab influence in the region that has speciously made a few people classify North Africa as a part of the Middle East. That is a discussion for another day. We send our best regards to the Libyan people as they struggle to survive under the yoke of strong men filled with illusions of power, and as they continue to fight for the return of true democracy across their country. Let us bring you another round of music selections from North Africa. We'll be sharing three wonderful tracks in this segment. First will be Algeria's Cheb Sahouri and Shaba Fadela performing the delightful tune La Vérité. This will be followed by Morocco's Adna Sefiani with L'Orchestre de Salé performing Bekri Lina. We will then switch gears and listen to an easy listening track, Walai, I Observe, written by Berber artist Abdurrahmanin Abdelli and performed with Adbeli. We hope you will enjoy these three selections today on our journey through North Africa.
Yeah.
Enjoying our musical journey through North Africa today on African Perspectives. It is the first of our five-week musical odyssey through Africa. We're going to make four more stops in the regions into which we have conveniently divided the continent. Next, we will move into East Africa on our safari. Interestingly, thanks to Islam and the spread of the religion across the continent, North and East Africa have a lot in common in terms of their shared Arab music heritage. However, before we round up today, let us pause here to celebrate this, the United States of America. Saturday is the 4th of July, and Independence Day in America. This is wishing all Americans a happy 4th of July celebration come Saturday. Even with all the challenges and crises facing us, we sincerely hope that we will all continue to work towards a more perfect union in this country. Irrespective of the beliefs of the founders of this country, we must all rise up in 2020 to push for the attainment of the ideal of justice for all without regard to race, gender, age, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. It is this ideal that we make this country, our country, America, live up to the brand of being the home of the free and the brave. Happy 244th birthday to the red, white, and blue. In honor of America's independence celebration comes Saturday, and to round up our musical excursion into North Africa, here are two final selections. We hope all Americans, particularly those of North African heritage, will enjoy the two tracks. First, you will hear from Morocco's Arabesque with Azan Eraji, performing an instrumental track titled Tikriat, Al Andalus. This is followed by the easy listening track Amin Amin from the Tuareg singer Bali Othmani and the French-American percussionist Steve Shehan. Enjoy. Happy July 4th to all Americans come Saturday. We hope we will all have a wonderful July 4th weekend celebrations with family and friends. This time last year, UGA was hosting 25 young African leaders from 20 African countries as part of the Young African Leadership Institute program. COVID-19 has led to the postponement of this year's program, but we look forward to the 2021 program. And so as we round up, we hope you've enjoyed our musical safari through North Africa with an exciting shout out to all Americans for the forthcoming July 4th celebration. Each week throughout the month of July, we hope to take you on a journey into a particular region of the continent. Next week, we'll be moving into East Africa. Hope to see you there. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, who has graciously allowed us since the middle of March to record our show on his back deck, we thank you for tuning in. For all the great people in the North African region, including the active music makers, the activists fighting for democracy and self-determination, and those who absolutely stand against sectarian rule in the region, for all the people, the races and the creed of people participating in the peaceful Black Lives Matter anti-racism protest across the country and across the world. And for you, our long-time listeners, including those who have been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akile Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. Wishing you a happy 4th of July come Saturday. We thank you for being with us today as we journeyed into North Africa for the first of our five-week-long musical odyssey across the continent that we have labeled Africa Music Safari Series on this edition of the show. If so, tune in next week as we visit East Africa on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kamben, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and so long.